From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grand. Both Representatives Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko voted July 16th to condemn President Trump's racist comments this past weekend directed at four members of Congress. The measure passed 240 to 187, with just four Republicans and one independent voting with all Democrats in the majority. Independent Representative Justin Amash, who until calling for Trump's impeachment recently was a Republican, voted to condemn the president, as did current Republicans Will Hurd, Susan Brooks, Brian Fitzpatrick, and Fred Upton. The president tweeted July 14th that four women of color, Democrats, should, and I quote, go back, end quote, to their countries because of a political disagreement. Three of the women were born in America. Trump wrote on Twitter, and I quote, those tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. The so-called vote to be taken is a Democrat con game. Republicans should not show weakness and fall into their trap, end quote. The New York Times reports that this was the first condemnation of a president in the U.S. House since William Howard Taft, who served from 1909 to 1913. Taft was accused of attempting to influence a Senate election, but the Senate cut out the phrase, and I quote, ought to be severely condemned, end quote, in that case, and passed a watered-down condemnation. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County voters may have fewer choices at the polls if Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan signs a term limit law passed July 16th by the Ulster County Legislature. The law to set 12-year term limits for county executive, comptroller, and 23 members of the county legislature passed by a 16-5 vote. State law does not allow the legislature to impose term limits on the county clerk, sheriff, district attorney, or judges. To become a law, a public hearing must first be held and Ryan must sign the bill, or the legislature could override his veto. The law would go into effect in 2020. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Albany Times-Union that the Albany County District Attorney's Office now has a formal investigation into allegations that county employees worked on the political campaign of County Executive Daniel McCoy while on the government payroll. The District Attorney's Public Integrity Unit issued a subpoena for records from the office of County Comptroller Michael Connors recently, according to an anonymous source. McCoy, a Democrat, has said previously, and I quote, no one has been asked or directed to work on my campaign while on the clock, end quote. The initial report in the Times Union last month said some of the campaign work alleged to have taken place on the county dime was done at a parks and recreation facility in Voorheesville. McCoy's brother, Brian, and Kerry Kressler, a former parks employee who now works for the County Board of Elections, regularly reported for work there. McCoy's brother Brian has a $67,000 a year caretaker job with the county's Parks and Recreation Department, though he is on the payroll of Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Livingston Planning Board holds a public hearing at 7 p.m. August 7th. To hear comments on the proposed gas station at the northern end of the intersection of Routes 9, 9H, and 23. Global Partners wants to put a 24-hour gas station, convenience store, and All Town Fresh Cafe near their current Extra Mart site. At six planning board meetings, many local residents have expressed disdain for the proposal, worrying about a version of a truck stop that company officials say is not accurate. Rob Osterholt, project manager with Bowler Engineering, said at the last planning board meeting, and I quote, the DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation, confirmed there are no wetlands on the project site, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.